So I'm going to share today a few thoughts about our thoughts or prayers. 38 years ago, I was just beginning this adventure as a truth student. And I was in a small group that was led by Amalia Frank and a couple of my classmates you might know, Jim Noble and Kate Demuchin, who became Reverend Kate Demuchin later on. During this class, I decided that I was going to write a song for each one of the lessons. And as a result of that, the second lesson was the purpose of monitoring our thoughts. So the song, Our Thoughts Are Prayers, was a result of that lesson. Now, Amalia Frank took that song with her when she went to Washington, D.C. And she did workshops all along the East Coast and sang Our Thoughts Are Prayers everywhere she went. And pretty soon, all over the East Coast, they were singing Our Thoughts Are Prayers. And then Mike Matoin came here from Chicago and heard it. And he took it back to Chicago, and it made its way to Unity Village from there. And now everybody's singing it all over the country. What a job of marketing. I didn't have to do a thing. Spirit was doing that marketing, I think. So, anyway, I want you to notice that when I wrote that song, I was just beginning. It was just the beginning stages of my awareness. And I had a long ways to go. I had a lot of negative programming to overcome. And when I get together with my family of origin nowadays, I get to see how far I've come. And I still have room to grow. So I thought I would share some things that I've learned along the way. You know, a lot of our thinking is on automatic pilot. Have you noticed? We're not thinking about what we're thinking. We're not even aware that we're thinking in most cases. But one of the first steps in developing our consciousness is to become aware, to become mindful about what's going through our mind. We have to become conscious of what we're thinking before we can ever hope to make a change in our lives. We have to stop our thinking frequently and ask, what am I praying for with these thoughts? What am I asking? What am I going to be drawing to me by the thoughts that I've been thinking? Now, this takes dedication and practice, just like anything else that you need to learn or want to achieve. But we have to control our thinking, or our thinking will control us. So in this process of learning what's going on in our minds, we're going to discover some beliefs and habits of thinking that may not be helpful or healthy. And this is where we begin using denials and affirmations. Now, denials are when we deny that the problem has authority over us. And affirmations are statements of truth that we replace those negative emotions with, or messages with. So our negative messages can come out and bite us in the backside if we're not aware of them. And I'll tell you a little story about when this happened to me. My mother was an Irish lady who grew up in a Protestant Irish home. She heard a lot of stuff as she was growing up about the evils of those Catholics down the road. And of course, she believed it. I mean, that was the way it was. And so growing up, I heard a lot of those messages about the Catholics. So when I graduated from high school, my first job was as a telephone operator for Michigan Bell Telephone Company. I did not know anyone in Lansing, and in my job, I was not allowed to talk to the people around me. I could only talk to my customers. So I needed a way to make some friends. So I joined a bowling league, thinking I'm going to make some friends this way. And one evening while we were bowling, out of my mouth popped one of those statements I had heard my mother say about Catholics. And it turns out every one of them, the people on my committee were Catholics. And needless to say, I didn't make any friends with that one. So other people's words can have a lasting effect on us. They can cast a spell on us if we allow them those words to echo in our mind. Maybe you were called things like stupid or ugly or something of that nature that's not the truth of your being. You have to refuse to believe those kind of words of condemnation. For in truth, the Spirit within us, within you and within me, is perfect. And you can begin telling yourself that you are perfectly wonderful, just the way you are. And this is not conceit. This is the truth of your being. We are an individualized expression or portion of universal mind. And that universe is a spiritual system governed by spiritual laws. So we're like little broadcasting systems sending out into the world the vibration or the energy that will attract to us what we're sending out. The universe will respond to our vibration. And our vibration is the result of our thoughts, our words, and our feelings. So our words are the creative force that sets the creative process in motion. As an experiment, let's just close our eyes and see if we can feel the vibration of words. Rotten. Shame. Cruel. Corpse, death, sunshine, laughter, peace, harmony. Now, were you able to sense any reaction or any kind of vibration from those words? Yeah, interesting. Our critical or judgmental or crude words make us hard inside. But if we speak words of love and kindness and praise and gratitude, it softens us. So it's important for us to think and speak the best of our friends and our neighbors, of everyone, really. And our loving thoughts will attract caring friends back to us. Limitations and poverty are also the result of limited thinking or restricted ways of thinking. I was born in 1939, at the end of the Big Depression. I was the youngest of eight children, and my parents had raised their family through the Great Depression, with my father only able to find part-time jobs here and there. So my parents had a lot of thoughts and words about scarcity and lack. And I had acquired their mental attitudes, naturally. And it took a lot of effort for me, number one, to become aware of those attitudes, and number two, to retrain my mind so that it was in a more positive frame. We're allowed to choose how we want to how to think and how we want to live our life. And any negative attitude that we have acquired can be changed. We can replace it with new thoughts and habits that are more beneficial. Right thinking is very powerful, and it will cancel anything unlike itself. Knowing that there's a silent force within us that attracts or repels according to our thought patterns. This is a wonderful, powerful piece of information. I'd like to read now a beautiful paragraph from Ernest Holmes' book, The Science of Mind. The title of it was Thoughts Retard or Quicken. Everything our thought rests upon is retarded or quickened by the power of that thought. Everyone is a law unto themselves, under the great law of cause and effect, governing all things. When we constructively praise and creatively bless, life abounds with love, peace, and joy. Let your goodness shine forth. Let us learn to see everyone as an evolving Christ. Let us so live and think that we may retire at night in peace, knowing that no harm can come to the soul, that we may rise in the morning renewed in body, spirit, and mind, with a brighter outlook, a happier expectation, and a clearer joy, looking upon all with love, condemning none, and blessing even those who seek to injure us. Let us learn to be perfect, even as that divine being that resides in all of us and overshadowing eternity must also be perfect. So beautiful. But we know that life is not always perfect. And when we find ourselves caught up in or feeling anxious over things like our failings or our losses or things that we're attempting to succeed, it's important for us not to devote a lot of time to dwell on these feelings, because such fears will grow in proportion to the amount of time we obsess with it. So it's wiser for us to apply the anecdote, which is laughter. The ability to laugh at ourselves rather than be down on ourselves is a real blessing. Laughter lightens the load, gives us a new perspective, heals us, and makes our lives richer and fuller. Well, speaking of laughter, I heard a cute joke this week, so I thought that was a perfect time to share it. There was a politician who said he had an uncle who taught him everything he knew about politics. And when he was a little boy, he went to visit his uncle one day because he had a new litter of puppies. And so he went to visit, and he asked his uncle, "What kind of puppies are these?" And his uncle said, "They're Democrats." And he said, "Well, didn't you say last week that they were Republicans?" And he said, "Yeah, but this week they've got their eyes open." So beyond the application of affirmations, denials, and laughter, I have a couple more suggestions for you if you're interested in growing your consciousness. The first is to watch for demonstrations. A demonstration is where you bring something into your experience as a result of your thoughts. This is very affirming when you can actually see, I thought this and I got this, you know? And then for me, I like to write it down. When there's something I'm thinking that I want to have or whatever, I like to write it down. That helps spirit along a little bit. You don't have to read my mind. So oftentimes, I'll be wanting to read a certain book. And before I get to the bookstore to purchase it, someone will loan it to me. I love it when that happens. So remember, we are always drawing to us or pushing away things from us by our thoughts. Another story, I was in a bookstore in Denver one time, and I was wanting to have a book about relationships. So I'm looking through the books, and a book dropped down from above, just literally dropped down into my hands, and it was Codependent No More. So Spirit was really listening there. My second suggestion for growing your spiritual consciousness is to get involved in a small group. And it doesn't matter whether it's Course in Miracles or Abraham or Mastermind or the ministerial classes, which are wonderful. What happens is small groups, they accelerate your growth because you're surrounding yourself by people who are on the spiritual path and who are also trying to raise their consciousness. And so being in a group like that really makes you grow, makes you think, makes you more aware. So I encourage you to get involved with a group. So in conclusion, we are a part of a beautiful web of life, intricately woven, so that our actions will impact the web. The impulse of the universe is love, and its movement is propelled by spiritual laws. And as we align ourselves with that Christ Spirit within us, we become revitalized and renewed and more vibrantly alive. And that touches everyone around us. Talk out loud to the universe and listen to your intuition. For this is how the universe communicates with us. And as we grow in consciousness, we cultivate the ability to speak truth, to listen to our intuition, and then to act from that authority. We can all make a difference. And it all begins with knowing that our thoughts are prayers. So thank you very much.